All right, I'm excited for tonight. We're going to start our third installment for our series Privilege. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about ano ba itong mga privilege na meron tayo kay God. And you know, privileges are good because if we have privileges, it means mas madali yung buhay natin. Kapag meron kang discount sa LRT2, mas madali yung buhay mo kasi baka libre yung pamasahe mo, hindi ka pipila sa jeep. May special lane ka sa LRT kasi privilege mo yun bilang estudyante. How many people will say, mas madali ang buhay mo? Mas konbinyente, tama? If you have privileges, let's say, discounts sa mga libro or sa mga school supplies, how many peers will say that, you know, mas madali ang buhay kasi meron kang spare na money pang gasas sa pang party or sa mga food or sa mga dress na gusto mong bilhin, tama? If we want those privileges, and if we fail to get those privileges, we feel bad about it. And the same way, God is offering privileges to us, but somehow a lot of people miss that. And because a lot of people miss that, maybe they don't know about it, maybe they're not aware of it, but because they miss that, you know what's happening? They're missing the light that God wants them to have. This is the light that God wants them to have. They're just settling for this. That is a tragic life. You know what's tragic? You know what's tragedy? It's living less than what God wants you to have. That is tragedy. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to go through those tragedy in life. You can live the life that God wants you to have if you will embrace these privileges I'm going to talk about. And tonight, okay, we're going to unpack other privilege that we have in God. Can I just invite you to pray with me? Just close your eyes and just bow your heads. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you, God, that we have privileges in you. That thank you, Jesus, when you died on that cross. Lord, you have given us life and life to the full, God. And I pray whatever suffering, pain, or situation we're going through right now, Lord, I pray we will be assured that you are working something good in our behalf, Lord, so that we can have a full confidence that you are, Lord, you are in control and we have better plans for all of us. God, I pray for your people tonight, God, that they will hear your word. Let your presence be in this place, God. Anoint the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You know, I don't know if you will agree with me, but unconsciously or at the back of my mind, siguro natin napapansin to, we are the kind of people who are attracted to people who do good to us. We like befriending people, we like building relationship with people who, you know, may mga magandang ginagawa sa atin. Let's say, mas gusto mong kaibiganin yung mababait sa atin. Tama ba yun? Yung palangiti. You know, to say, good morning, Dan. We like people who encourages us. Tama ba yun? Yung, come on, bro. You go, girl. Diba? Gusto natin yun. We want people who will listen to us. Tama? Tama? Pag meron kang problema, kapag meron kang hinaing, you want someone who makaka-text ka or makaka-chat ka or someone there to listen to you. Tama ba yun? We like people like that. We want to befriend people like that. In fact, if I will ask you, meron ba kayong mga ganong kaibigan? I'm sure all of us here will say, yes, meron ako mga ganong kaibigan. And we want people, we want to befriend people who are, you know, giving benefits to us. Yung tipong may magsasagot ng assignment mo. Gusto natin yun, di ba? Or tutulong sa assignment mo. Or merong group project. O sige, kung ka nang pumunta, I'll cover you. Gusto mo ba yung mga ganong kaibigan? Nice, di ba? We want friends who will be there for you and will not judge you and they will accept you for who you are. We want friends na, you know, that we can have convenience, who extend convenience and comfort to us. We want friends na nanlilibre. Gusto mo yun? Tama? Sino rito meron kayong kaibigan ng lilibre? Yun. Sino rito meron kayong kaibigan yung hindi ng lilibre? The reason I'm saying that is because we are the kind of people, we are attracted to people na we can get benefits. Tama ba yon? And it's not bad. It's not bad. Especially kung, alam mo yon, kung hindi ka marunong masyado sa math, gusto mo magpatulong, okay yon, di ba? And you know, I remember when I was in high school, I think I have some picture para makipicture nyo kung ano ako nung high school ako. You know, I'm kind of user-friendly. Alam niyo yung user-friendly? Oh, friendly user. User-friendly na lang. Okay, I'm kind of user-friendly. Namimili ako ng mga kaibigan ko. Hindi ako basta-basta nakikipagkaibigan kung kani-kanino. In fact, okay, if I may say, you are honored and privileged to be my friends. Nax. Okay, kasi yung mga kinakaibigan ko, kailangan magaling sa math. Magaling sa English, magaling sa science, magaling sa world history. Kasi, pag may assignment ako, pag may exam, alam ko kanino tatabi. Pag hindi ka masyadong magaling sa math, hindi kita kaibigan. Naalala ko, meron akong kaibigan, meron silang may-ari sila ng restaurant. Restaurant? Restaurant. No. Yari ako sa asawa ko, restaurant daw. Restaurant. Okay, meron akong kaklase, may-ari siya ng canteen, yun na lang. Ama ba yun? Canteen na lang. May-ari sila ng canteen. And kaya ako siya kinaibigan kasi nung high school ako, medyo hindi naman masyadong mayaman yung magulang ko. Baon ko nun siguro 13 pesos. Kasi ang pamasahin nun 150 lang, 2 piso. Eh sumasabit pa ako, so nagwa 1, 2, 3 ako. Okay. So kinakaibigan ko siya kasi every lunchtime, libre yung lunch ko. May merienda pa, minsan may take-home pa. Okay, yun yung mga tipo ng mga kaibigan ko. Kung hindi ka may-ari ng kantin, hindi kita kakaibiganin. Then, alala ko, meron din akong kaibigan. Meron pa ba akong mga picture dyan? Meron pa ba? Yun, no? Mukhang kumag, eh, no? Pag na, you know, whenever I see that pictures, nung high school ako, naniniwala talaga ako na buhay ang Diyos. You know, mukha talagang kumag. Tanggalin mo na. Nalala ko nung high school ako, meron akong kaibigan. Ito naman, guwaping. Tangos ilong, maputi, tisoy. Yung buhok niya may hati. Harang ka dito. Oh, tawag namin Kimpy. Year 2 young to know that. Si Pastor Jeff, alam yan. Kaya ako siya kinakaibigan kasi pansinin siya ng mga girls. So, pag nilalakad siya sa campus, magkaibigan kami. Magkasama kami. Pag may babari sa kanya, pangalan niya Albert. Hi, Albert! Hi! Ako na lang yung kumakaway. I enjoy those benefits kasi, syempre, gwapo naman ako, pero pag kasama ko siya, mas gwapo ako. Diba? Natagdagan yung bogey points ko. Yun yung mga tipong kinakaibigan ko kasi may nakukuha akong benefits. Pero one time, meron ako isang kinaibigan, transferee. Tangkad. Kuwapo rin. Galing sa mat. So, double, di ba? Magkukopihan mo na, mapipid pa yung insecurities ko. Kasi, gwapo. So, pag may kasama ako, so, gwapo na rin kami pareho. So, naging kaibigan ko siya. Naging magkaibigan kami. And then, one time, nagkaroon kami na exam sa mat. Talagang mat, eh. No? Sabi ko, eh, nung araw na yun, sa lahat naman, alam nyo, nag-aaral talaga ako pag-exam, eh. Pero ito, exam na to, talaga hindi ako nag-aaral. Parang lahat lang ng math exam ko, hindi ako nag-aaral. Ay ko, bro, pakopya naman. Pakopya naman. Sabi nung kaibigan ko. Ayaw talaga. So alam niyo yung feeling na, ano yun, pinagpapawisan ka ng butil-butil, yung parang matatay ka na kasi di mo alam na sagot. Alam mo, no, lahat ng Diyos, tinawag mo na. Yung kamay mo, bakat na sa upuan kasi hindi mo alam kung sasagot mo. Alam niyo yun? Eh, iba sa inyo, nai-imagine, no? At pagkatapos na exam, sabi ko, bad trip ka naman, di mo ko pinakopya. Sabi niya sa akin, mukha mo! Eh, pinaghirapan ko pag-aralan, no? Tapos, ikaw, kukopyahin mo lang sa akin? after that moment sa friendship namin, sabi ko, this is it. Di na tayo magkaibigan. We parted ways. Nag-break na kami bilang friends. You know, looking back those stories, kung ano yung mga pinagagawa ko, basta tandaan nyo, high school to, hindi ko pa kilala si Jesus. Okay? Looking back, naalala ko yung mga pinagagawa ko ng high school ko, ako, naisip ko, gabi, whenever I engage in a relationship, whenever I befriend someone, I only value relationship based on convenience. I value relationship based on convenience. Gusto ko lang makipagkaibigan, gusto ko lang maging close to because meron akong convenience na nakukuha. Pero pag hindi na kumbinyente, pag hindi na komportable, pag wala na ako napapala, pag wala na akong benefits, nilelet go ko na yung friendship na yun. Nilelet go ko na yung kaibigan in. You know what? Sad to say, most of us or some of us are like that. And in fact, meron kayong kaibigan na ganun. O ikaw yung ganun. Huwag mo na yung taas kamay mo. At what I'm trying to say here is, that's human nature at its best. What's in it for me? Ano yung meron para sa akin? Kung wala ko mapapala dyan, di hindi ko na lang ibubuhos yung oras, panahon, at buhay ko dyan. And sometimes, we are so wired to think na kailangan convenient yung buhay ko for me to live this life. And you know what? You are in a dream world if you think convenience is all in this life. You know why? Because on the other side of the coin, hindi lang convenience, meron din suffering. If you look at the coin, the other side of it, may muka. Sa kabilang side, ano, may cruz, may ibon. Ama, the same way. If you look at life, there's convenience. Other side of it, there's suffering. And whether you like it or not, it's inevitable suffering will happen. And the reason I'm saying this is because we are so wired to think na kailangan convenient yung buhay natin, na kailangan ganito nangyayari natin, na we think we deserve convenience in this life. In fact, our middle name is convenience. Gusto natin, kesa mag-exam, mag-party. Kesa gumawa ng project, mag-dota. Kesa maghugas ng pinggan, mag-Facebook. Kesa mag-spend ng time sa pamilya, doon na lang ako sa mga kaibigan ko. You get what I'm saying? If you have a choice, you will choose convenience over inconvenience. But you know what? It's sad, but it is true. Because that's how the world wired us to think. And sometimes, and this is what's more tragic. You know what's more tragic? This kind of thinking, we bring it whenever we relate to God. When we relate to God, we think always convenience. Gusto natin kung ano yung mabibenefit natin. We want to pursue, we want to desire, we want to stay in a relationship with God as long as it is convenient. Pag hindi na siya convenient, ayaw mo na. Kapag may suffering na, ayaw mo na. Kapag hindi na madali, ayaw mo na. Kapag nahihirapan ka na, bye God. And you know, I don't know about you, but suffering is something that you should never reject. And I'll tell you why later. And whatever you're going through right now, whether good or bad situation you're going through right now, let me tell you this. God is good. God is good. Whatever suffering you're going through right now and you're thinking you don't want to consider God, let me tell you this tonight. God is good. You cannot dictate God's goodness based on your circumstances. God is good. He is eternally good. And whatever is going through in your life tonight, God is still good. I want to read to you Romans 8:28. Why is it God is good? Kahit may mga mangyayaring masama sa atin or mga suffering or mga pain na dinadanas tayo rito. Bakit ba we can still say God is good? In Romans 8:28, I want us to read this all together. Let's all read this all together. 1, 2, 3, go. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now, when you read that verse, you can already conclude that God is good. You know why? Because He's doing, okay? Because in all things, God is working for the good of those who love Him. Ibig sabihin, in all things, meaning lahat na nangyayari sa buhay mo, you can conclude that God is good because He's doing something good in your behalf. You may never feel it yet. You may never understand it yet. You may never experience it yet. But God is doing something good in your behalf. Now, let me explain it to all of us. You know, contrary to our common belief, sometimes pag sinabi natin good, akala natin, okay, it's comfort and convenience. That's why when we pray to God, God, tanggalin mo tong suffering na to, tanggalin mo tong pain na to, tanggalin mo tong dinadaanan ko ngayong problema. And our belief will tell us, sabihin natin, God, give us something good. When we say something good, ang iniisip natin, God will give us convenience and comfort. That this is not what God is telling in this passage of Scripture. This is what the Bible is telling us. When we say God is doing something good in our behalf, and in all things, God is working for the good of those who love Him, hindi lang to changing your situations or your circumstance. In fact, if you will read that verse again, can you just go on that verse again in Romans 8? If you focus on the word good, let's read, I'm going to read it again, all right? And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Good, kapag inaral niyo yung word na good, do you know that the word good came from a Greek word agathos? And agathos means what? Inherently good in nature. Inherently good in nature. Ibig sabihin, when the Bible says, in all things, God works together for the good of those who love Him, ang ibig sabihin nun, when we ask God, God, change my situation, spare me from this suffering, you know what God's doing? He's not just changing your situation. He's not just giving you convenience and comfort. He is changing you inside out. That's what the Bible says. It's not just changing your circumstances. It's not just changing your suffering. It's not just giving you comfort and convenience. When we're going through some tough times and sufferings, God is saying, I am working all these things for your own good. And when God say good, He is changing your character, your nature, your soul. And you know why God is doing that? Because what is more important is how will you respond to the situation you're going in right now. Ang importante kung paano ka magre-respond sa suffering na dinadaanan mo ngayon. Meron bang problema si God? Does God have a problem changing your situation? No, His God is all-powerful, but He will not do that yet. Why? Because He wants to change you first before He changes your situation. He wants to change you and mold you first before He brings comfort and convenience in you. And how is God changing us? How is God doing good something in us? Alam mo kung ano ginagawa ni God? He's bringing purpose and Christ-likeness in our character. In Romans 8:28, let's just read that. 8:28 verse. It says here, okay, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who had been called according to His purpose. How is He changing you? How is He molding you? He's putting purpose in your life. And whenever you face suffering, trials, and pain, you have to understand that there's a purpose behind that. You have to see everything in the lens of purpose. And then verse 29 continues, says here, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. He's changing you to become more Christ-like in character, more Christ-like in your attitude, more Christ-like in how will you respond in suffering and pain. That's how God is working in your behalf. That's what it means when you say, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. It's not just comfort and convenience, but it is changing your attitude, your nature, and your soul. And maybe you ask, why is He working my nature? Why is He working my character, my attitude? You know why? You know bakit niya wino-work out yung nature mo, yung attitude mo, yung soul mo, instead changing your situation? You know why? Ask me why. Because as long as you live in this world, bad things will continue to happen. Because we live in a fallen world. As much as God wants to change your situation, and He can change that because He is powerful, but He will not do it yet. What He is interested more of doing is changing you so that you can respond well whenever suffering and trials are being thrown along your way. Ang importante dito, kung paano ka magre-respond, kung paano yung attitude mo, ano yung character mo pag dumadaan ka sa suffering at sa mga dinadaanan mo hindi magaganda. Yun yung importante rito. God doesn't have any problem changing your situation, but hindi niya gagawin yun. Paulit-ulit lang ako. You know why? Because He is more concerned in how will you respond when you encounter suffering and trials and pain. But Pastor Dan, hindi mo naiintindihan. Hindi mo naiintindihan yung sakit na dinadaanan ko ngayon. How can you tell me that God is good? Iniwanan ako ng boyfriend ko. Simula na naging Christian ako, naniwala ako, pinagsasabi mo to live pure and holy life. Hindi na ako nagpapakis sa boyfriend ko. Hindi na ako nagpapaholding hands. Hindi na ako sumasamanood ng sining kamilang dalawa. Afternoon, iniwanan ako. I feel bad. I'm emotionally suffering. Di mo alam. But you know what? Listen to this. Kung iniwanan ka niya, pasalamat ka kay God. You know why? Because He's sparing you from a jerk guy. And the point here is, kung nagsasuffer ka emotionally because somebody left you, listen, God is with you. God is for you. God is beside you. And if you have God, you already have everything. And if you're saying, I am suffering, listen, yung suffer na dinadaanan mo ngayon, it's not even compare. Kung ano yung suffering dinanas Jesus Christ on the cross when He died there. And if you are suffering today because of relationship or relational breakdown, tanungin mo yung sarili mo, am I suffering because ginawa ni God to sa buhay ko? Maybe. Because God is trying to discipline me. Because I've been doing crazy stuff with this relationship na kailangan ko nang tanggalin yung mga ginagawa ko, and God is disciplining me. Or maybe, meron kang sins na kinumit sa relationship ninyo, that's why you're suffering now. And whenever there are sins, you know, there's consequences. And when there are consequences, what? They are suffering. Ba't ka nagsasuffer? Kasi baka may sin. Ba't ka nagsasuffer? Baka dinisipline ka ni God. I get the point here? But Pastor Danny, don't understand. Ang hirap, hindi nadaanan ko ngayon. Nape-persecute na ako. Simula na niwala ako sa'yo na change the campus, change the world, na born again ako, I follow Jesus Christ, I want to reach out to my classmate, nire-reject na ako ng mga kaibigan ko. Nire-reject na ako ng mga kaklase ko. Listen, if they are rejecting you, it is not you that they are rejecting. It's God that they are rejecting. If you are suffering in behalf for the sake of the gospel, consider it pure joy. Why? Because ibig sabihin, there's something real in your life because they are persecuting you. Pag hindi ka pinipersecute at Kristiyano ka, ibig sabihin, baka double life meron ka. You're undercover Christian. Secret agent Christian or Johnny English Christian. You don't want that, right? If you are a Christian and you go out there and preach the word, it's inevitable you're gonna suffer. But okay lang yun. You know what? Every suffering is an opportunity to praise and worship God. Do not reject suffering. Kasi tingin mo, Pastor Dan, ang hirap naman itong buhay ko. Naging Kristiyano, nagtithes ako, nagbibigay ako. Pero ang hirap ng buhay ko. Parang ngayon, mas wala akong pera. Parang hirap dati, dami kong pera. Parang ngayon, hirap na hirap ako. Listen, if you think you're suffering financially, guess what? The Bible says, God already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Everything that you need is yours already. You just have to ask God. The Bible says, you are sons and daughters of God. You are heirs of God. Ibig sabihin, tagapagmana ka, kung anong meron si God, meron ka din. You just have to declare the word of God in your life. If you're suffering financially, maybe because you're not living according to the will in the word of God. Suffering relationally, suffering with your friends, suffering financially, they're all inevitable. Mangyayari yan. But the question is, how will you respond? How will you respond? Pastor Dan, naghihiwalay na yung magulang ko. Di mo alam yung nararamdaman ko. How can you say God is good and in all things God works together for the good of those who love Him? Naghihiwalay na yung kaibigan ko. Anong gagawin ko? Sabihin mo ba God is good? You know what? I may never have a complete explanation kung bakit naghihiwalay yung parents mo and where you're going through that situation in your life. But this is what I know. In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. You just have to believe and trust and pray and come to God and refuse what the enemy is trying to put in your mind. Do you believe that? Do you know that? Do you embrace that? Do you live that? Pastor Dan, may sakit yung nanay ko. Sakit yung pamilya ko. Hindi ko alam. How can we say God is good kung ito yung dinadaanan ng pamilya ko? You know what? I may never have an explanation what is going through in your family or your relatives or yung mahal mo sa buhay or kaibigan mo may sakit siya. But this is what I know. In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Hindi pa tapos. Life is not yet over. Because if it's bad, it's not yet over. If it's suffering, it's not yet over. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, in suffering, it's not yet the end. After 3 days, He rose again. And that is the end. And you know what's our end? We are all victorious. I don't know what's happening in your life. It's not yet the end. The suffering you're going through right now, it's not yet the end. After 3 days, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. You know what? Guess what? There is Sunday. Maybe today you're going through some tough times and that is Friday because that's when Jesus Christ died on the cross. You know what? Sunday is coming. Jesus Christ will rise from the dead. The same way, Sunday is coming for all of you. Whatever suffering is going through right now, Sunday is coming. Victory is possible. Death is already defeated. Suffering is just a setup for God's breakthrough over our lives. It's not setbacks. It's not, you know, nahulog ka. No, no. It is set up for God's goodness and breakthroughs to be displayed in your life. Do not reject suffering. I'm not saying do not welcome it, but if it comes, listen, it is an opportunity for you to worship and praise God. Maybe you're saying, Pastor Dan, mahirap talaga. Listen, let me read to you Romans 8:18 says here, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. You know what Paul is trying to say to all of us? Yung suffering na dinadaanan mo, yung pain na dinadaanan mo, yung trials na dinadaanan mo, anumang hirap yung dinadaanan mo, listen, it is not worth comparing to the glorious reward, to the glorious heavenly reward that God's gonna give you. The question is, Will you hang on? Kakapit ka ba? Will you believe? Will you hope? Will you embrace? Will you say, God, I'm gonna stand in your word because you said so? If things are not going your way today, will you pray to God or will you blame God? If you're going through some tough times today, will you be still and be confident before God that He's in control? Or will you worry? And you know when you worry? You know when you worry? You know worry is a sin? When you worry, it's like saying God is a liar. When you worry, we say, God, you are not true to your word. That's why worry is a sin. That's why if you will only realize that God is doing something good in your life, worry has no room in your life. Will you run from God or will you run to God if tough times are going your way? Will you seek God or will you seek your friends? Nagkakahirap na yung problema namin sa bahay. Nagkakagulo na yung pamilya namin. Kaya ako tatakbo. Doon sa kaibigan mo, tarayin na lang natin ito. Hirap naman. Kaaway na naman sila. Palagi na lang. Sige, tayo na lang. Or will you run to God? God, I'm not gonna believe. I refuse to believe what the enemy is trying to do in my life, in my family. I confess and I believe that in all things, you are working good in my life. Do you believe that? If you believe that, you can just give God the loudest praise He deserves. You have to believe that. Because if you're not gonna believe that, what are your options? Ano option mo? If you're not gonna believe that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, if you're not gonna believe that, ano option mo? Wala kang option. But if you will believe and you hang on with His word and saying, God works for the good of who love Him, yun na yung hawakan mo. Yun na yung pangahawakan mo. Yun na yung ayakapin mo. Wala ka namang option eh. That's why it's very important to know that. In James 1, 2 to 3, whatever suffering you're going through right now, listen, says here, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. You know why? Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. You know, whenever you go through tough times, it's a test of faith. Whether you will believe in God or you will reject God, it's a test of faith. I don't know about you, I hate tests. But if there's a test that I want to pass, itong test of faith. Lahat ng test, ayawan na natin. Pero isang test lang, huwag niyong imimiss. Yung test of faith. Will you believe God or will you reject God? And when we pass the test of faith, our faith will develop perseverance. And you know what perseverance? Lakad lang. Sige lang, tuloy lang. Okay to, may resulta to, maganda mangyayari dito. Purity and holiness, okay yan. One day we're gonna enjoy this. Ngayon lang mahirap yan kasi ang mga kaibigan mo ginagawa yun. Ngayon lang mahirap yan. Pero one day, when you're there, you're gonna reap the reward of that. Ngayon lang mahirap yan. Tithes and offerings, ngayon lang mahirap yan. Kasi kulang yung pera mo. Okay, yung 10 piso yung bibigay mo, sana bibili mo na lang ng chicheria. Pero ibigay mo, kasi tights pa rin yan. Ngayon lang mahirap. Alam mo kung bakit? One day, kapag na-injure mo yung suffering na yan, one day, be blessed ka ni God, million-million. Mas mahihirapan ka mag-tights kung million-million yung kinikita mo. That's why, ngayon pa lang, 20 pesos pa lang yung pera mo, learn how to tights. Because what made you think that you can tights a million if you can tights 2 pesos? May lang mahirap yan. You know, if you will see cake, pag may nakita kang cake, okay, akala natin masarap yun. Akala natin yummy yun. Well, it's true. Pero alam nyo ba paano ginawa yun? Paano ginawa? Alam niyo ba yung ingredients nun? May itlog, may harina. Ano pa? May pawis. Ano pa? May laway. Ano pa? Ha? Ano pa? May asukal. Ha? I don't know the exact ingredients ng cake. Pero, pag kumain ka ng itlog na hilaw at kumain ka ng harina, hindi masarap yon. Pero pag pinagsama-sama mo lahat ng ingredients, masarap na yon, cake na yon. Minsan, akala natin, yung buhay natin, puro harina lang, tsaka puro itlog na hilaw lang yung kinakain natin. Listen, pag nagsama-sama yun, may purpose yun, makaka-receive ka ng cake. Ganun lang yun. Everything has a purpose. God, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. And as I close, you know, few weeks ago, I was driving at nakasakay si yung wife ko tsaka si Helena sa likod ng kotse. And all of a sudden, biglang umiyak yung anak ko. And tinanong ko, ba't umiyak? Tinignan ko, Helena wants to sit in front of the car. Kasi I don't know, for some reason, siguro hindi siya komportable or madilim sa likod ng kotse or hindi masyado malamig sa aircon. It's no longer fun because wala siya nakikita masyado. So she wants to sit at the front. And being a good father, what do you think? You know, anong gagawin ko? What do you think ginawa ko? Pinupuso sa harapan? How many of you here will say, pinupuso sa harapan? How many of you will say, hinayaan ko siya sa likod? You know what? Hinayaan ko siya sa likod. You know why? Because even though I think it's uncomfortable, inconvenient, and hindi masaya sa likod, I'm concerned more for her own good, not just for her own convenience. Not just for her own happiness. You know what? That's the same way with God. We think, whenever we come to God, we want convenience, we want fun, we want comfort. But you know what? God is more concerned for your own good rather than for your own convenience. And fun and happiness. Let's all be reminded of this, that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. If you're giving up, if you're going through some tough times, know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Amen? Mm-hmm.